Richardson, I think I saw you.
Hi. Sorry, I had to unmute myself.
Sure. Hi. Would you like to make a statement?
I'm excited to get this to be to get a business license for this, and it hasn't been a bad process at all. It's been quite comprehensive, and I want to be a good neighbor. I want to continue with my short-term rental, and I haven't really had any complaints from anyone regarding anything. So I think it's going to be a good thing to get this legalized.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Are there any questions for the applicant? Okay, can we get a motion to begin the public hearing?
So moved.
Okay, and a second?
Second.
Okay, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? So are there any members of the public here that wish to speak about application number CUP 2020, number 24?
Yeah, this is Brent Ford. I own the surrounding properties to the south and the west of the Richard Cabin, and I have absolutely no problem at all with anything going forward. My only concern is that in the past, there has been people that unfortunately were parking on my portions of the property, not on the right of way, but on my property itself. And that was my only concern that I expressed to Jamie. I have no problem at all with her going forward with the application, but I would really prefer if there's any way that they could have more of the parking to the north of her cabin as opposed to on the south, where there's great potential that if they don't do things properly, they would park on my land.
Oh, he's probably skiing with other people. People get real weird about getting together.
Hello? please mute yourself if you're not, if it's not your turn to talk. Thank you.
Anyway, that's the only thing I had to concern, but I certainly support her getting it. No problem at all, but I am concerned about people that do continue, if they continue to park on my parcel.
Yeah, can I just say that I don't want that to happen either, and I'm willing to do whatever it takes to make it. Maybe we could do some sort of rocks on, just so people don't know. And I'm going to make some maps so that people know exactly where they can park. So I just want to rest assured that we can make this right.
Oh no, and you've been really cooperative, Jamie. And there's no problem whatsoever with me and the other neighbors I've spoken with. So I mean, we're all in support of you.
Okay, great. Thanks. Yeah, just we'll keep in touch and let me know if you have any concerns, and we'll work together and get it worked out.
Sure, not a problem.
Okay, are there any other members of the public that wish to speak about this application? Okay, can we get a motion to close the public hearing?
This is Don. I'm making a motion to close the public hearing.
Okay, and a second?
I'll second.
Okay, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Okay, any opposed? Okay, do we have any discussion on this application from the planning commissioners?
This is Commissioner Ulmer. I have a question about the parking. I understand this is not necessarily a legal requirement because the applicant has done what's required and has, you know, the space for parking. But to also honor address the neighbors' concerns about sometimes there's been parking on their property, is there anything that we can do to help avoid that?
This is Dak with the district attorney's office. So one of your standard conditions and also one of the conditions of the ordinance is that there be no off-site parking, that all parking needs to be limited to the site of the short-term rental. And so we do have that in place. If there are violations of that condition, then there are mechanisms in place to address enforcement violation or enforcement of the ordinance. And so we would go through the typical enforcement provisions of the ordinance to handle violations of that of that condition.
But the issue is out in the open, and we've heard that both the applicant and the neighbors are in agreement, and if there's any problems, they'll work it out between themselves, so that's encouraging.
Yeah, the condition reads, parking is not allowed on public right-of-way, but must be contained on site, you know, which is pretty straightforward. I think maybe a responsible short-term rental owner might make it clear to the renters what on-site is and what off-site is, which it sounds like y'all just suggested, and so that might be a good solution. I know it's up here in Big Cottonwood, we don't have fences, and so the land just all kind of blends into each other. Nobody knows where your land ends and my ends, and where the forest starts and ends, and it's just different than in the valley. So sometimes, you know, good fences make good neighbors. So demarcating that might be helpful. Any other discussion or questions on this application? Okay, can we get a motion to approve conditional use permit 2020-24?
This is Don. I'll make a motion to accept this application for approval with conditions that are outlined in the application. 2020-24.
Great. Can we get a second?
I'll second.
Okay. All in favor, or any discussion? Okay. All in favor say aye.
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 Okay. Any opposed? Okay. The motion passes. All right. Thank